On a Monday morning in downtown Charlottesville, the sounds of a running faucet and enthusiastic chatter fill the room at City Clay Studios. The intermediate class is full of elderly students, all there for a variety of reasons, some to perfect their skills, some to relieve stress, and some simply to have some fun. Michael Stowers has lived in Charlottesville for 21 years. He spoke about why ceramics is his art form of choice.
It's a kind of meditation, and clay is such a plastic medium that you can go anywhere with it. So, and it requires both a combination of control and surrender, and particularly when you turn everything over to the fire, because you never know what's going to happen.
Randy Bill is the owner of City Clay. She says she didn't know what was going to happen when she opened the studio 3 years ago, but has been thrilled with the overall response.
Well, I think it's growing. I think we've always had a strong art community, but I think the public awareness and the public participation is growing. And what I found, which I thought was really interesting, is that the majority of people that come to us are much more interested in learning how to make art, how to make pots, how to develop their creativity than they are really in owning art and purchasing art. And I've been in this community since 1980, actually, and I've always thought it was funny that the galleries and artists in this area have difficulty selling their work. And it's not for a lack of interest. I think people here really do value the arts. They love them. They love seeing art. They love making art. But I think it's mostly about learning. They just love the opportunity to be creative.
Brian Weimer of Charlottesville's Ix Art Park might agree. The park, the first of its kind in Central Virginia, is a free and open interactive space where visitors can come and be one with the art. Different from a formal gallery, the art park joins natural surroundings with the work of a variety of local artists to produce some of the city's most interesting and intriguing work. Weimer says the location serves as another example of how Charlottesville lends itself as a hub to creativity.
The Ix property owners kind of gave me a little bit of carte blanche to do what I wanted. So all of a sudden we were doing murals and doing installations and sculptures. And actually under a year, we've had 35 works of art by different artists, different scopes and sizes. And it keeps on developing more and more. And it's more just who comes to me with a cool idea and how quickly we can make it happen.
The Ix Art Park and City Clay are just several parts of the increasing arts presence in Charlottesville. The McGuffey Art Center was established in 1975 and contains three art galleries offering one of the largest display spaces around. Art in Place is a nonprofit foundation sponsored by the Charlottesville City Council and has established numerous exhibits around the city, making art accessible to the general public. Piedmont Council of the Arts is the designated arts agency for the area and offers a wide range of support services for artists and art organizations. The Bridge Progressive Arts Initiative fashions itself as Charlottesville's creative hub, bringing together resources and space to turn ideas into action. They recently received a multi-$1,000 grant to go toward that mission.
Nance, is this too thin?
Back at City Clay, instructor Nancy Ross says financial support is something she would like to see grow more in the creative industry.
I'd like to see economic development and tourism, the Visitors Bureau, put a little more effort in making Charlottesville a destination for the visual arts versus the performing arts and the film festival and the book, which they really do a good job of. But I think the visual arts could use some of that same support.
Randy Bill agrees. She says financially thriving in the arts is difficult in Charlottesville, but the support is growing. As a former teacher, she also says the need for arts support in the younger generation is crucial, and economic discrepancies shouldn't stop children from growing into their full creative potential.
A lot of children who come from families that are not privileged, if you will, or wealthy enough to support education in the arts will even discourage their kids from it. Well, how are you going to make a living doing that? And so they don't go into the arts. But in fact, if you think about everything that we spend our hard-earned money on, it usually comes back down to design and art and creativity.
Despite economic hurdles, the Charlottesville art scene continues to blossom with the passion of people like Bill, Weimer, and Ross, who continue to promote its growth. For WMRA News, I'm Sefe Amokpai.